Hi, my name is Barrington Miller, and I am joined with my co-host, Anna Saren. But it is not about Anna or myself. We are here to kick off the IR Labs Capital Markets Welcome Back Tour. We're here with Alyssa and Carolyn, the co-founders, I believe, of IR Labs. Is that correct?
That's us, yes.
IR Labs, what do you guys do? What is it that your company and your organization does?
I guess just I'll jump right into it. Thank you so much, Barrington and Anna, for having us here today. We've been really excited about having this conversation with you. In a nutshell, IR Labs is an investor relations advisory firm. Caroline and I established IR Labs about a year ago on the basis of the Canadian capital markets just needs good IR and needs a bit of a fresh take. And so spending our entire careers in-house investor relations for a number of companies and various industries, we established what we believe is the dream team of IR, where we've got copywriters, PR people, associates, ESG experts, digital strategists, social media gurus, graphic designers, and we tap into all of these different talents and execute for our public issuers.
We're very comprehensive and high touch. We are kind of like the one-stop shop solution out there for a lot of public or private companies.
That is awesome. And I couldn't agree more. And you're coming from like just a good place. You know, every company needs good IR. But let's get to why we are here, why we're rocking literally some of this gear. The comeback tour. Where did this start from and what is it?
Caroline and I were chatting a couple of months back, and the idea came from really wanting to do something different for our clients and all of our issuers, as both of you know, they want to get in front of investors, and investors want to get in front of good stories as well. And trying to sift through the noise can be really challenging. And I think just after everyone has been sitting behind our screens for 2 years, we tried to come up with like, what is the best way to bring everybody back? And we really wanted to do something different, a little bit edgy. I'm a huge music junkie. So in some ways, this is me channeling some sort of childhood dream about touring across the country. But we just wanted to create a really cool experience and bring investors and companies together.
Yeah, we just want to create exposure and visibility to a lot of companies out there. You know, the capital markets, it's a tough market in the last few months. So hopefully this will be the place for, you know, the who in capital markets to meet and to mingle and learn more about investment ideas.
Now, this tour takes place across four Canadian cities, Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, Montreal, but we are kicking off in Vancouver. Vancouver represents such a special place, not only in capital markets, but also our great nation. And Anna, you're from Vancouver, in Vancouver, reside, live, work. You know it. It knows you. What does Vancouver represent? And why is it so important when it comes to the Canadian capital markets?
So I think I'm one of the rare few people in Vancouver. I'm actually fifth generation Vancouver, which doesn't happen a lot. Most of the people in Vancouver are actually from Toronto, Barrington. But anyway, so Vancouver is this really cool spot. We obviously started out in Vancouver with the Vancouver Stock Exchange, which was really the birthplace of the junior capital markets in Canada. And it really became a global hub, especially in the mining sector for junior exploration. So the mining and exploration occurs all over the world, but the Vancouver Stock Exchange really was kind of the beginning of where that started for small cap in Canada. I wanted to say, as far as these guys are concerned, IR Labs, traditionally we've seen mostly men in the space. It is really refreshing to see a mix and to see some women come into the space. The other thing that I find so exciting about what you guys are doing that is refreshing is there is incredible IR firms in the country, but they're really geared towards kind of more senior tier companies. And the senior tier companies obviously have big requirements for their IR responsibilities and disclosure and communicating with shareholders, but it's something that's always been a little bit more difficult for smaller companies. They have to manage their operations. They have to manage being a public company. So sometimes the IR side is you know, the CEO traveling the country, doing his comeback tour over and over again, you know, and CEOs, as we know, aren't scalable. So it's so exciting to see that these companies are coming out for our small cap space. The other thing is, traditionally, we see so much in the mining sector, and a lot of the IR guys in the mining sector and girls, you know, they've been around for a really long time. But we're seeing this incredible growth of other sectors, plant-based protein, cannabis, psychedelic tech. And these are new companies. These are people that don't necessarily have that knowledge base of the capital markets, which is where you guys come in. And so I'm so excited for all the issuers out there that you've engaged with. I'm excited for a comeback tour. You know, Barrington and I have talked lots over the pandemic, how difficult it must be for those new to market companies to be out there behind a screen trying to introduce themselves. I mean, you know, we spend most of our life on planes other than the pandemic. Barrington and I have had a break, and being in the room face to face with people. So this is really exciting to me. It's exciting that we're starting in Vancouver. I'll be joining you guys obviously on May 11th, and then you'll be moving on to Calgary. Calgary is another interesting one. It's always been very heavily focused in oil and gas, and the oil and gas sector, you know, has always preferred more senior tier issuers. But we're starting to see this young network of capital markets people come out, and same thing, they're into the tech space, they're into, you know, plant-based protein, cannabis, all of that stuff, and newcomers coming to the mining space. So I think we're going to see, and as you said it, Alyssa, the markets are going to look different this time, and there's younger people coming to them, and there's new sectors coming. So what you guys are doing, I think, is very refreshing. I'm very excited to be a participant in it. And I can't thank you enough for allowing the CSC to have a seat at that table.
Oh, we're so thrilled, and thank you for that. And excited to have you kick us off in our hometown as well. Which is really, really neat for us. And there's just so much to unpack there too, because the Caroline and I talk about this all the time. You know, we're a country of venture exchanges, and we've got, I know amongst all of us, we've got a lot of issuer clients who are based in the US, choose to come on our exchanges. But I really don't believe we do a lot in this country to support small cap. And I think there's a lot that we can do, and we're trying to do our part in creating that visibility, as Caroline said, exposure. We're bringing out a lot of the financial media on the night of as well, as a bit of a meet and greet, like you would at a concert, with our clients or companies that are being featured. So yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun night. It's going to be an evening of some storytelling in a really unique way, and we're excited to have both of you there in the various cities. And then just, it's going to be an experience. We've got some really great food and drinks and a tattoo bar and some really cool other things that are going to happen throughout the night as little surprises to keep everybody really engaged and to present, you know, a new experience to investors and companies. And one of the other things we're really proud of is a lot of our companies do have product or a service of some sort that they're essentially selling. And so we've got really cool swag bags that everyone's going to leave at the end of the night, just like jam packed, full of stuff to really, for investors to give it a try and hopefully put those companies on their watch list.
I was just going to say, well, first of all, that's so cool. And I wonder how many cocktails you get cut off from being able to go to the tattoo bar. Like, is there like, if you've had this many, you're not allowed to go. Maybe Barrington, we need to go and get CSC tattoos. But what I wanted to say,
you mean another CSC tattoo?
Second one. What I wanted to say that's so cool about this is that there's really been a transformation, and we've already touched on that. But, you know, back in the day, the IR people that worked for issuers, really the job was to make the pitch to brokers, because we had an ecosystem of brokers that would sell, you know, these deals. We don't have as many brokers that are focused in these small cap deals as we used to. And we have this new generation of retail investor that's come to the table. They've put their money into the capital markets, And they're doing their due diligence in a completely different way than it used to be done. So now they're going online to get their information. They're going to social media to get their information. I'm not sure how many of them are actually going to the financial reporting, hopefully some. But I think this is really interesting to kind of let's revitalize and redefine what this means, because you guys are speaking directly to the retail investor, whereas, you know, that role has shifted a lot. So I think it'll be really interesting to see the feedback on something like this.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got a number of influencers, whether they're media or investors themselves, who we've invited out. So hopefully that'll help us tap into that market a little bit too, but also giving, you know, the wealth advisors, IAs, analysts, bankers, just an opportunity just to get back together again and say hello, which I think is everyone's just craving so badly right now. So
I think this whole thing is wonderful. I'm excited. I kind of want to go to every single city, although I'm not allowed. Maybe I'll sneak in if I can, just like a true concert. Yeah. Caroline, I want to know for you, well, for you first and then Alyssa, what does success look like? Like this event, it just came. It came to both of you. Thought about it, you wanted to do it, and you manifested it, and now it's here. It's going to be over the next couple months. But what do you want to achieve out of it, whether it's new business or reconnecting? What does success look like for IR Labs?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking that. Success for IR Labs, it means all of the above. Like, it is reconnecting all of the capital markets people, and also, you know, putting the companies out there in front of investors, in front of analysts, in front of bankers, in front of everyone in the investment community, in front of the financial media. And we're currently already almost at capacity at all of the events in all of the cities. So we're very excited to bringing all these companies and presenting them. And it's also going to be interesting for the investors, who, especially those who have been supporting these companies, to finally meet the people behind these companies, right, face to face. Because again, we've been living in front of our screens in the last couple of years. So to finally meet these people in person and shake their hands and, you know, just having that human touch connection. I think that's important as well.
You mentioned some of the companies. I don't know if you're allowed to tell us or give us a little teaser.
We'll give you a little teaser, yeah, for just sure. A little. Yeah. Not okay. Everybody. Well, we've got the Planting Hope Company. We've got Canadian Manganese, Tire Technologies, The Fresh Factory, which is on the CSC. And we've got Pesorama, the Mexican dollar store, and Beyond Oil. And we've got a few others that are going to be participating as well. So yeah, lots of exciting companies, and they're very interesting. Got lots of opportunities. And yeah, we're super excited to having them joining us in the tour.
For our audience, if you haven't had a chance to check out some of the graphic design work that IR Labs has done for this, it is fantastic. You know, I'll let them describe it, but make sure, if people want to see it, if people want to get a glimpse of it, where should they go to check it out?
Thank you for that. We've had so much fun putting all of the graphics and all the marketing together for this. And like, huge shout out to our social media team, and also your social media team at the CSE as well. They've been very, very, very supportive of creating visibility and getting our work out there. IRLabs.ca is where to go to get information about the comeback tour. And we're on IR Labs is on LinkedIn and on Instagram and on Twitter. So we're sharing everything there as well. We are it kind of ties into the why we chose the marketing or the theme that we did for IR Labs is really this old school meets new school, and just kind of giving people something fun to look at and fun to watch. We're super passionate IR geeks, and we're having a lot of fun whether it's with the comeback tour or just anything else that we do as a company, just getting people excited about the IR space. We think we have the best jobs in the world. So trying to create a little bit of fun with it is what we do. So,
now one of the people on this panel had a, had another life that was sort of related to the rock and roll world and maybe sort of like almost famous. And it wasn't me. Definitely wasn't me. And I know Anna pretty well, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't Anna. And
Sweet Caroline, own head, it was.
Sweet Caroline, I don't know if it was you, but somebody used to do or follow,
yeah, baby,
or be a rock reporter in high school. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I've always been a music junkie. I cannot play music for the life of me, but I feel like I've got a pretty good ear for it. And I'm a super passionate writer. That's how I started my career. I wanted to be a journalist. And when I was 14, I worked for a local paper as their concert review writer. So I couldn't even drive at that point. I lived out in the valley and my dad would drive me downtown. I'd get a phone call because I didn't have an email, and I'd get a phone call saying, Alyssa, you need to get down to, back then it was GM Place, which is now Rogers Arena. And, you know, so-and-so is in town tonight. You need to go review the concert. So my dad would drop me off. Someone backstage would meet me, and I would go with all the press and all the media and interview the companies and or the bands in some cases, and then sit there and just watch the shows and take notes. And then I'd have to run home on a school night and put that article together and submit it by noon the next day. So that was my first entree into the concert world.
That sounds very Almost Famous, which is one of my favorite movies ever.
That movie was like, as soon as it came out, which was a few years after that, I'm like, this is my life.
I was playing with G.I. Joe. That's what I was doing. And hockey. That's it.
I have a fun story for you on that. So one of the concerts that I was reviewing was Nelly and the St. Lunatics. And as the, you know, the beginning of the concert, which is the best part when like the lights go down and there's the rumble and there's the roar and all that. So you could tell that all the dancers were kind of coming on stage. And when you have a media pass, you're really up against the stage. Like they let you go right up close. And one of the dancers or one of the St. Lunatics, I guess one of Nelly's kind of groupies, comes out behind one of the speakers and accidentally kicks me in the face. Accidentally, completely accidental. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. I just got kicked in the face by a Saint Lunatic. I'm like, this is going to be the best story to tell at school tomorrow. So that's my little, I got in a bit of a riff with the Saint Lunatics. I did get a black eye. I was super proud of it too.
Wow. Nelly, if you're listening, you owe somebody an apology.
Maybe no. You know what, Nelly, if you're listening, you should come to our comeback tour and surprise everybody.
Exactly, in all four cities. Yeah. Speaking of which, what are the dates and where?
All right, Caroline. One?
So May 11th, Vancouver. May 12th, Calgary. June 1st, Montreal. June 2nd, Toronto.
That's awesome. Will both of you be at all of the shows?
It is going to be, a show and, we will be there and our team members are going to be there as well. We're really excited for our, for investors to meet our teams and for our companies as well to meet Caroline and I, we do a lot of heavy lifting and we're generally out there talking about IR, but we could not do it without the team behind us. And they're actively working around the clock to make sure that this is the best experience. And we have really high standards and we do everything first class. So it's going to be a really, really great night.
Well, you won't want to miss it if you're listening. Spots are limited, very, very limited for I think Calgary and or Montreal. I'm not sure, but it will be closing soon. So don't miss out. Anna will be taking on Vancouver. I believe our own Anil Mall will be in Calgary. Scott Pritchard is making an appearance in Montreal, along with yours truly. And Toronto I'm not sure. We're trying to get the head honcho out. We have to check out his schedule and stuff like that. But either way, it's something that we're looking forward to. You gave the website, and if people want to get in touch with you directly, how can they do that?
They can email us at happyinvestors@irelabs.ca.
Oh. We're on LinkedIn as well. Our information is very, very much out there. We're extremely accessible as well. So reach out anytime.
And you can reach out to the CSE as well, www.thecse.com or anna.sarin@thecse.com, barrington.miller@thecse.com. You can check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, YouTube channel, CSE TV. And our Instagram is #Canadian Exchange, I believe. So there you have it. Thank you for checking us out. This has been a kickoff to the Capital Markets Welcome Back Tour with IR Labs. I'm your host, Barrington Miller. I was with my co-host, Anna Sarin. And of course, you met Sweet Caroline and Alyssa from IR Labs. Check us out. We'll see you in all four cities.
Thanks so much.
See you. Looking forward to it.